You're with Rebecca Levingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Yeah, look, some people dream of winning millions of dollars in the lotto. Others, well, they don't just dream. They realise a $10,000 prize for a quilt. That's what Lynn Crump has done. Her quilt won Best of Show Grand Prize. And I'm thrilled to say that quilt and Lynn will be in Brisbane for the Quilt and Craft Show. That is happening next week. Hello, Lynn, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
First of all, I've got to correct the record because of all your quilts that I've been looking at. I thought it was the hummingbird one that won, but no, it's this one, which I don't quite know how to describe. Does it have a title?
The working title is Bev 10-08.
Bev 10-08. Now, that doesn't help me.
Well, if you look at it, there's actually 10 towers.
Yes.
Two of them are only quilted, so you can only see 8 made out of fabric.
Yes.
The other two are actually made out of quilting designs on a white piece of fabric.
Oh, my goodness. It's tricky. It's technical. Let me give a sort of a layman's description of the quilt. Actually, first of all, how big is it size-wise?
230 by 230.
Right.
Centimetres.
So almost 2.5 by 2.5 metres. So it's big. That's a nice fit over a nice big belt, a big bed for this quilt. So the primary background colour is white, and then there is incredible, intricate, detailed sewing. Do we call it or embroidering?
We call it quilting, actually.
Oh, it is actually quilting.
It's called quilting because it's actually applied to the fabric with a machine.
Right. So you don't need, I was saying before, you know, we all know what knitting needles are. So you're usually using a specific quilting machine to produce this kind of swirls and triangles and intricate raindrop shapes.
I actually have what they call a long arm machine. So the machine weighs about 22 kilos, sits on a table that is 12 foot long, and I throw the machine around on top of the fabric and scribble.
That's a good way of describing it, throwing the sewing machine or quilting machine on and scribbling. All right, so that's the base, all of those intricate details and arches around. And then, as you say, there are the 8 pillars, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are a deep maroon, almost like rectangular prism skyscrapers.
Yes.
And then there are 3 yellow ones there. And then rings, blue rings of like rainbows going through them. What was the inspiration for it?
I've been making a series of quilts that all have a number theme. So I was up to number 8. So this was number 8. Mm-hmm. I started thinking of an idea in April last year, put it aside, travelled a fair bit. November came back to it and worked out that the towers might work. Now there's actually 54 different coloured fabrics throughout that quilt to try and get the shades of the blue as they cross the yellows and as they cross the reds. So even the reds, there's 10 different shades of reds. Each towel was progressively getting darker.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the picture doesn't quite portray it as well as the real quilt is.
But those 54 shades give it such depth.
And that's what I was trying for, to try and get from lightest blue to the darkest in the rings crossing over those towers.
Mm.
And each time a different coloured blue crossed a tower, I actually changed the colour of the fabrics within the tower.
How long did it take you to make this quilt, Lynn?
I started the design process by 2nd of November last year.
Yes.
I physically finished the quilt because it had to be entered into the show by the 21st of February this year. So 3 months.
3 months, and was it a full-time job for you?
It's my full-time endeavour once I put my mind to it.
Yeah.
But there was Christmas in between, and when you have grandchildren visit, you take time off.
You got to pause.
You pause, and I work maybe 5-6 hours a day. Total number of hours in that quilt is possibly about 150 hours without the design process. I've never timed myself when I'm sitting down to design. I do time myself once I start cutting and piecing and quilting.
Yeah, there'd be a huge element of mathematical intensity to making a quilt of this size, I would imagine, as well. Are you good with numbers as well as quilting?
I am very good with numbers. I tried designing it on a computer and fail. So in the end, I get back to my piece of graph paper and I work out the numbers on graph paper with pencil and eraser.
And also in your little bag of tricks that you've brought in this morning, you've brought sort of graphic paper and designs and sketchings and whatnot. And then a whole series of, it's like when someone's trying to choose a paint colour for, you know, walls in a house, you get all the different shades of lilac and red and blue and yellow and green in there. This is all what's got into an award-winning quilt that's made by Lynn Crump. It'll be on display at the Brisbane Quilt and Craft Show. And it's a quilt that netted you $10,000 in prize money. I had no idea there were such big prizes on offer for quilting, Lynn.
That's the largest prize that's been offered in Australia. There are larger prizes on America or in America on the quilt circuit, so to speak. I currently have a quilt in America that has won at the two major quilt shows within America. So it won it a first prize at Paducah, which is the largest quilt show according to America.
Yeah.
The second largest show is Houston Quilt Festival, which is on in 3 weeks, and the same quilt won a third prize over there. So,
oh, wow. You're an international prize-winning quilter. And look, we know that America goes big, you know, whether it's the size of a soft drink or the prize pool for quilting. So were there cash prizes on offer there as well?
Yes, they are cash prizes. So my quilting endeavours this year have earned me a fair amount of dollars.
Was the prize in America bigger than the $10,000 prize here in Australia?
No.
Oh, okay. 10 grand. That's hard to top. Dare I ask, what'd you spend the prize money on?
It's still sitting in the bank account waiting for the perfect opportunity. Apart from, I did have a little Singer featherweight machine refurbished.
I was going to say, I thought I'd just be spent on thread, on the materials that you need. Plus, I imagine that 22-kilogram machine probably needs a fair bit of servicing after you work it. So, Lynn, who taught you to sew? What first got you into quilting?
First got into quilting, I bought a king-size bed in 2001 and couldn't find a doona cover to actually go on the bed that I liked, so I decided I'd make a quilt. Now, my mother-in-law was a quilter, so I checked out her library and found a design and made myself a quilt. And it's been going on since then.
Necessity, the mother of invention. Which makes me think, so does a cover go on a doona, or is a doona separate to a quilt?
A doona cover goes on a doona.
Yeah.
A quilt ends up being the equivalent of a blanket, so to speak. Because
right.
You have a quilt top, there is a layer of wadding in the middle, and then there is a quilt back. So I sandwich three layers together on my large long arm machine and then throw the machine around over the top and scribble on it.
What's the difference between a quilt and an eiderdown?
An eiderdown is usually filled with down or goose feathers or whatever.
Okay.
So that's what I would call a doona.
It's the stuffing that makes the difference.
Well, an eiderdown, you can't quilt through an inch and a half, 2 inches of feathers.
Got it. All right. That's a word from my childhood. You don't hear about eiderdown so much these days. And all right, so you needed that big quilt back in 2000. You've carried on. Why? What do you love about this?
I just found the creativity side of it really appealed to me. I took a lesson with a well-known Australian quilter who told me I must quilt my work. Prior to that time, I was giving it to someone else to quilt. And then found that although I can't draw for peanuts, I can actually put that machine in my hands and scribble on the quilt tops and put, like you've got in the hummingbirds there, there's actually pictures.
I want to challenge you and say, you keep using the word scribble. What you have done on this quilt is an anatomically correct hummingbird, mid-flight, beak poised, ready to dip into some very detailed flower blooms. You can see the little individual feathers. You're an absolute artist, Lynn.
That pattern for that hummingbird is a commercial pattern. The quilting designs in the background are mine. So if you look at the fuchsias at the top, you can see I've actually quilted in some more with coloured threads.
Yes.
So they're actually my design to enhance the hummingbird. But the feathers on him, yeah, they're mine. And there's another little feathered hummingbird in the bottom right-hand corner as well.
Of this one?
Yes, in the stitching.
Where? Where?
In the background.
Oh, my goodness. Like any piece of art, the more you look, the more you see. The detail is incredible. Well, there'll be plenty of people looking at the detail of your work at the Brisbane Craft and Quilt Fair. So you'll be there. It's at the Convention Centre, October 11 to 14. You're going to be there for the whole weekend?
I'll be there for the whole weekend. I'm involved with Queensland Quilters, who also have their quilt show at that Quilt and Craft Fair. And I'm doing a daily talk on Bev 10-08. Each day at 1:30 in front of the quilt.
If you missed it, Bev 10-08 is the name of Lynn's award-winning quilt. So it will be there. Plenty of people will want to see it. But there's something like 600 quilts on show, as well as those workshops that are happening. Lynn, lovely to meet you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This discussion has been like snuggling up in bed under a beautiful warm quilt. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Craftfair.com.au if you want to find out more about the quilt show happening next weekend.